If someone has money and spends time choosing where to invest his money, mutual funds, and investments, is this a stira to Madrigas Rishbi? Because Rishiva said over from Rav Shach that the man who worked for a half hour a day is no longer from the Oich Le'amon. Right, Rav Leizer said that the person was working for a half hour a day, so now he was mafki himself from being from the Leishev Levi Bovad. So now, let's say a person has money and he has to spend some time choosing where to invest his money. So, Madafenstein, there's a very important distinction over here. Midas Rishbi is not to work for a living, meaning to be peirik me'atzmei cheshbon esram, and not to fadim b'kayir gufay. And he should wait for a davar maspik lo. But let's say he gets from the Shemayim a davar maspik lo. Is he supposed to be making a avid midas out of that money? Or his zich is supposed to be shamed with Karon. Let's say the priest Karon said that Avraham Avinu was knowing Midas Rishbi. So does that mean that he never handled the tzayin? We were in the right tzayin business. And after what we say no. So he was just mafka at all. Avada that. Midas Rishbi is just how you fadin the money. But Avada now you're not mafka the money. Avada you do it and you place it where you should. So this guy has to take some time to make a decision which mutual funds it's going to go into. To a certain degree, it can't be in Gansan Arangaton, but to a certain degree, he has to, there's no meaning to be mafka what you have. That's about the portion. You have to be ashamed of it. The whole issue is how he made it. Like, how did this original money that he's putting into the mutual funds, did that come, if it came be a Rusha, let's say, that's called that Meneshamayim Migandava Masper Boy. If somebody somehow bent the fender of his car and somehow the insurance recognized this claim to give him $25,000, so that's Davar HaMaspik, but he's not working for a living. So then once he has the $25,000, he has to talk, and he can't be mafkud, he has to put it in the right CD, and he has to recognize what he's going to do with it. So that wouldn't be a steal to Madrigas Rishbi, and he's 90.